This is the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
This episode of Bells in the Bat-Free was released March 8th, 2011.
Everybody, 5 minutes to air. We're going live in five.
Ah, Mr. Bell, are you ready for your first show?
Yeah, well, I guess so.
Is the entire cast here and ready?
Oh, yeah, everybody's here.
Delightful. Here are your scripts.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. We're getting our scripts 5 minutes before the show starts. Wouldn't it have been a good idea to have these, like, ahead of time?
It's a radio show, Mr. Bell. You read the words as you do it.
Yeah, but what about rehearsal?
Rehearsal?
Guys. All right, point taken. We don't rehearse a whole lot, but still, it'd be nice to have the scripts ahead of time.
My writers just finished writing them. Please, you have 4 minutes to look them over. Make good use of your time.
Right. Okay, everybody, read over your scripts real quick. We got 4 minutes left till our premiere show on the Raccoon Radio Network.
Mr. Bell, look at my character description here. It says that I'm the president of a major university.
I appear to be a test pilot.
They made me a janitor.
Now, I warned you all that you'd be playing different parts on this new incarnation of Bells in the Bat-Free. I mean, the Raccoon Radio Network runs it, and they call the shots.
What part does Miss Schmeckheimer play?
Who?
Miss Schmeckheimer.
Miss who?
I'm Miss Schmeckheimer, Miss Eddie Schmeckheimer.
Ah, Miss Schmeckheimer, good question. Miss Schmeckheimer, what part? Miss Schmeckheimer? Where's Miss Schmeckheimer?
Oh, she said she wouldn't be here until it's actually her time to speak in the show.
What?
Yeah, she said if she has any lines that she will arrive right before she has to say the lines and then leave.
Well, wait a minute. How's she going to get here so fast unless... I know what it is.
What?
She's probably rented an ambulance, hadn't she?
Yes.
Just like Orson Welles.
Like who, what?
Yeah, Orson Welles would rent an ambulance so he could drive from studio to studio to get to them in time for his parts.
Well, that's not why she rented the ambulance.
Then she rented the ambulance for whoever tells her she can't do it this way.
You know her pretty well, don't you, Mr. Bell?
3 minutes, everybody. 3 minutes till I'm back.
All right, has everybody had a chance to look over your scripts?
Yes.
Good, then I guess we're all set.
Mr. Bell, here, please distribute these.
What are these?
These are the revisions of the script.
Revisions?
Yes, the original script was in blue. These are in pink.
What's the difference?
Blue is for boys, pink is for...
Be quiet, Arnie.
Television and radio are known for having last-moment revisions, so please familiarize yourselves with these new scripts.
All right, okay, everybody, here are your new scripts. Get rid of the blue scripts, keep the pink scripts.
Mr. Bell, they changed our parts.
They changed?
Yeah, now I'm a dog catcher who lives in a tree.
Oh, boy.
And I'm the nanny to Arnie's 6 precocious kids.
Uh-huh. I'm still a janitor.
Well, look, guys, you gotta look at this on the bright side. Remember, there are no small parts, just small actors, okay?
No, my part's pretty dang small.
Mine's rather infinitesimal, and I'm 6'2".
All I do is sweep and grumble.
Just read over your scripts and try to stay positive, all right?
Okay, I gotta admit, the sets are awful pretty.
They are, aren't they?
Very elaborate.
Yeah, they are building sets, aren't they?
They certainly are.
Busy as beavers.
Why do we need sets?
So the listeners can see...
Well,
it's,
you can tell where we're...
obvious because...
2 minutes, everybody! 2 minutes! Oh, only 2 minutes!
Well, here comes Mr. Starnbormer again. I'll ask him. Mr. Starnbormer, I have a question.
The answer is yes, Mr. Bell. I do have the latest revised scripts for you all.
What?
Here.
You revised the scripts again?
Yes. Get rid of the pink sheets and use these blue sheets.
So we're going back to the original script?
No, those were dark blue. This is aqua blue.
They look the same to me.
It's kind of hard to tell.
Should I mention I'm colorblind?
Learn the scripts.
Okie dokie.
All right, guys. Learn your blue scripts.
These blue scripts?
No, these blue scripts.
I got a lot of blue scripts.
Are you mixing
here?
Your blue scripts together?
Ooh, is that a no-no?
You know, if you put a pink script on a blue script and hold it up to the light, you can't read it?
Oh, what the heck is that?
That's the orchestra there. They're tuning up.
Oh, so that's not the new theme to our show, eh?
No. It's just them warming up. That's
like
all.
Like a lousy theme.
Kind of hard to hum to.
Nice beat, though. I'd give it a 4.
1 minute, everybody. 1 minute till airtime.
Do they even have decaf coffee here?
All right, let's get in our places. Hold on to your scripts, everybody.
The pink or the blue?
The blue.
The older blue?
No, the new blue.
The new blue, too?
No, we must make do with the new blue, you.
Sounds smurfy to me.
And how is my happy cast as we draw near to airtime?
Fine. We've been going over our scripts, and I think we know it pretty well now.
Good.
Yes, excellent.
You have another change, don't you?
Yes. Here we go.
Hughes?
Ew.
Look at me, a lovely shade for my new dining room.
Yeah, match the food you cook.
Don't worry, you have plenty of time to get familiar with the new script.
Oh, good. How much time have we got?
15.
15 minutes?
14.
You mean...
13.
Uh-oh.
12.
Places, everybody! Get ready!
I got my script!
We can't have mine! Let go!
Hey, watch it, you guys!
Oh, there are pages everywhere!
Why did I staple these together?
Just pick them up and do the best you can with what you've got.
We're in the orchestra!
Ace Starn Borber presents an Ace Starn Borber production! Bats in the Belfry!
That's Bells in the Belfry!
Written, produced, and directed by Ace Starn Borber, with original music by Ace Starn Borber.
Hey, that is the theme!
As our story opens, millionaire industrialist Bruce Fechtenwerfer receives a very unusual phone call.
Arnie?
Hmm?
Arnie?
What?
It's your line. You gotta answer the phone.
My name's not Bruce. My name is Mr. Frink.
What color script are you looking at?
Pink.
In pink, you're Frink. In puce, you're Bruce.
Oh, sorry. Let me find it.
It's on page one, Arnie.
Where on page one?
At the top, where the phone rings.
Oh, let's see. The phone rings and Bruce answers. Oh, here we go. Hello? Ooh, caught the sound effects guy by surprise.
Hello? Is this Bruce Fechtenwerfer?
You're on the phone.
What?
You gotta sound like you're on the phone.
How do I do that?
Put that cup next to your mouth.
What, this?
Yeah, right next to your mouth. Now talk.
Hello? Is this Bruce Fechtenwerfer?
Yes, this is Bruce Fechtenwerfer.
I have a surprise for you. Evil laugh.
You don't read that part. Just do it. Pause. What kind of surprise?
Just look out your window.
All righty, let me just go over here to the window. Hold on just a second. Go on to the window.
Arnie?
They built the window a long way away from the microphone.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. I'm coming back now. Hold on. Here I come. Why, that is quite a surprise.
Then you know that I mean business, Mr. Bruce?
I must ponder this situation. Please call me back in about an hour.
Yes, I will.
Just play last an hour?
No, this is just a dramatic thing. I will call you back. Evil. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, sorry. My cranky, I, the janitor, have overheard this conversation, and perhaps I can use it, the information to my own advantage, somehow. Huh, I had best get back to my sweeping duties. Will I get some lines here?
Arnie, it's your line again.
I don't have any more lines. We're done. We're about to bring your page.
No, everybody turn your page. We're on page two now.
All right. I'm glad you could come to my party.
The package has arrived. I think this is my line. I'm at the top of page two.
I'm at the top of page two. Page two, blue.
Who's true blue?
We're on the pew script.
We're not on the blue script?
Which blue script?
Guys, just read whatever you've got and make the best of it.
Welcome to my party.
The package has arrived.
Oh, look, cobwebs.
Would you care to dance?
First, I need you to sign here.
You may wonder why I called you all together. Oh, wait, this is live. Hi, you may wonder why I called you all together here today.
You foxtrot.
Out in the delivery truck.
Who took my broom?
No, put down that knife.
May I cut in?
Have you got a forklift?
That'll take care of those cobwebs.
You can't threaten me with that.
Look, there's the queen.
I'm guessing about 300 pounds.
I may need a mop.
Arg, I've been stabbed.
Now's my chance to ask the question everybody's been wanting to ask her.
Who's gonna sign for this?
Who drank my mop water?
Why did you stab me?
Your Majesty, the battle for the northern border is not go well. It has been suggested that we surrender and hope for the best. Should we do that? Should we give up our entire country and our livelihood to the evil minions who invade the northern border?
Okie doke.
All right, that works for me.
Anyone got a crowbar?
Well, flush this down the drain.
Don't look at me, I'm dead.
Now is the winter of our discontent, made glorious summer by the son of York, and all the clouds that lowered upon our house in the deep bosom of the ocean buried.
Arnie?
Now are our brows bound with victorious wreaths.
Arnie, is that...
in any of the scripts?
No, I thought this thing needed a little class, so I thought I'd quote some Shakespeare.
You know Shakespeare?
Yes, everybody who had a decent education can quote Shakespeare.
Oh, you mean William Shakespeare. I thought you meant Bobby Shakespeare from the 50s.
So you know Shakespeare?
Oh, not personally, but...
Do you know the part I just did?
Oh, yeah, that's for his play,
Richard?
Richard.
The third?
The bird.
Third.
The third.
Well, if you know it so well, go ahead and quote it.
What?
Go ahead. Do the speech. Do the same speech I just did. Go ahead. Start quoting, Brad.
Well, okay. Now it's Henry Winkler of Incontinence, made Donna Summer by this son of a Yorkie, and all the clods that freeloaded in our house in the deep bassoon of the Oats on Berries are now highbrow, sounding with vicious weasels. Told you I could do it.
I stand corrected.
Can we get back to the script, please?
Which one?
Pick one. It doesn't matter.
You go first.
The penguins are running amok.
Who left the skylight open?
Mud pies might taste good, but...
How long have you been driving an Edsel?
It's a twister.
Would you care for a Pez?
Activate the death ray.
And I would have gotten away with it, too.
Is that my shoe?
In the third dimension, that would be a parallelogram.
Eli, you stinker.
Whose foot is in this shoe?
Ah, leather and lace. And a foot.
Is that some odd song cue? You
friends, Roman, countryman, lend me your...
I'd like to end with some music. Does anybody have a song you'd like to share with us?
Yes, Mr. Bell, I'd like to play this new song for my favorite artist, Bobby Shakespeare.
All's well that ends well, the Taming of the Shrew. My great-great-great-granddaddy wrote those plays for you. He has a half-blind friend who is an old geezer, but when a girl walks by, Julius Caesar. He was cheap, that'll cuss, but not as tight as Andronicus. He would eat real early, you can always bet. He'd finish dinner before Romeo and Juliet. He was a merchant of Venice, because he'd always say, Venice, you gonna give me my pay? He wrote Hamlet, Henry V, and King John, who he called Jack. And not one of those guys ever wrote him back. You asked, did he please the ladies? I'd have to answer, very. And now you know why the wives of Windsor were so merry. I call him Shakes for short, and nobody else comes near. You can't name another who was Shakespeare. Now that you have heard me sing, don't say it's much ado about nothing.
You have been listening to episode
121
of Bells in the Bat Free. All contents are copyright 2011,
thank you,
by John Bell. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mutual. Happy birthday to you, and many more.
This was not only a birthday greeting from the Mutual Audio Network, which, as you may know, has been bringing you the finest in audio drama for just a little more than 1 year, it was also a way of letting you know how long 20 seconds are. Why should you know it? Because the CDC recommends, during this COVID-19 situation, that you and me and everybody wash our hands with soap and water as often as possible for at least 20 seconds. So get all of your fingers, get the palms, get the backs of your hands, and a little bit up your wrists, and make sure you change out your towels more frequently as well. If it helps to sing Happy Birthday or some other song as you do so, why not? This was a public service announcement from the Mutual Audio Network.